Mitch McConnell called on Obama to refrain from nominating a replacement, claiming that the American people should choose that replacement by virtue of who they elect for president. The problem with that position is that it would likely result in the court not having its nine justices for over a year.
And turning Majority Leader McConnell's words around, the fact is this would be a nomination made by someone who was elected by the people, and so why wait? I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that says wait.
Well, it's clear that Mitch McConnell's position is partisan, and I think the last thing he's concerned about necessarily is democracy. I think it's more the opportunity that the Republicans, should they win the presidency, could then replace Scalia. Now, admittedly, the stakes are very high for the conservative politicians in America, because if Scalia is replaced by a liberal justice, then you will have five justices firmly in the liberal camp, three conservatives, and then Kennedy, even if he swings to the conservative camp, will not be able to change the outcome of any case. And therefore, you have a court that will probably be producing liberal rulings for decades to come because they have life tenure. Often they stay 10, 15, 20 years and even more on the court, and that could fundamentally shift the direction and the philosophy of the American legal system.
What's your prediction on the outcome of this, I'll call it a standoff at the moment?
I think Obama is going to nominate someone that is going to be as close to a centrist as he can find, someone that will not be a lightning rod, but will still be a bona fide liberal, so to speak, so that he doesn't lose the base. Because if he selects someone that is effectively a conservative, that could harm the Democratic nominee's prospects in the election. So he's going to be very strategic in identifying someone that is viewed as not political and respected by both parties, and then put the Republicans in that difficult position of appearing as if they are effectively obstructing law and effectively shutting down the Supreme Court.